This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Sallallahu Sallam, Baraka Nabiyyana Muhammad, Wa Ala Alihi Wa Sahbihi Wa Sallam, Tasliman Kathira, Thumma Amma Ba'd. Imam An-Nawawi Rahimahu Allah Ta'ala, in hadith number 1885, and the description of Al-Jannah for the believers in Al-Jannah, he mentions that the description of some of their accommodations, like where the people of Al-Jannah will be living. In this hadith, hadith Abi Musa Al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن للمؤمن في الجنة لخيمة من لؤلؤة واحدة مجوفة طولها في السماء 60 ميلا للمؤمن فيها أهلون يطوف عليهم المؤمن فلا يرى بعضهم بعضا متفق عليه. In this hadith, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari رضي الله تعالى عنه وارضاه narrated the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, in paradise, in Jannah, the believer will have a tent made of a single hollowed pearl, of which the length will be 60 miles in the sky. Let's try to visualize that, Jama'ah. Do you know what a pearl is, Jama'ah? How big the pearl could be? I mean, a fancy big one would be better like a marble, as big as a marble. If you have something like this, that will worth thousands, if not even millions, because they're very rare, actually. And what is so unique and special about the pearls? Anyone knows? Huh? What are they made of, Jama'ah? Organic substance. How they're made? From what? Yeah. Oyster shells in the sea. SubhanAllah. I mean, usually how it happens is that when a dust or a grain of that sand gets into it, it to protect itself from it, start kind of like wrapping it with some substance. That wrap eventually ends up becoming that beautiful pearl. It's very small and tiny, but they're very precious. They look so beautiful. If you haven't seen it, you should actually try to go to some of these places. Right now, they have them artificially made and also farmed, you know, in artificial, not artificial, but at least they're farmed in captivity. But the original ones, I remember, because we lived in Kuwait when we were kids, subhanAllah, and their Gulf country, they were famous for that. They used to actually dive into the sea to get them out. So I remember going to some of these stores and you will see the original pearl. It was so beautiful, subhanAllah. Now imagine that marble is, how much you're gonna say, 1,000,000 times? To make it as wide as 60 miles in the sky. Can you imagine that size right now, how big that size is? Like 60 miles in the sky. This is how huge and massive it is. Today here in Texas, when people come from New York, they come, say, our houses, they say, like what? MashaAllah, there's big houses, right? And that's Texas standard, Jama'ah, right? Everything is big in Texas. But can you compare that to Allah's reward in Jannah, Jama'ah? How would that look like? Massive, huge, and big, and beautiful, right? He says mujawwafa, which means hollowed from the inside. So from the outside, it looks like a dome, like a pearl, beautiful, you know, color, amazing and shiny and smooth. From the inside, it's hollow and it's open. So the Prophet ﷺ said that there will be, it's like one single tent for the believer. And that's just one way of accommodation, one style of homes for the believers in Jannah. He says, قال مجوفة طولها في السماء 60 ميلا, 60 miles in the sky. فيها للمؤمن فيها أهلون. Who's going to be living there in that big tent, Jama'ah? MashaAllah, these days when you have a house, you know, 3,500 and above, you know, square feet, and you have 3-4 kids, they're all lost. You have to put GPS on them to find them out, yani. Imagine if you have such a big house, Tabarak al-Rahman, big tent. Who's going to be living there? Where are they going to be living? So the Prophet says, I'm describing, قال, the believer will have his wives, his family, his wives with him, and he will visit them in this tent, which means they're all over that place. He says in every corner, there's no corners to it, but he has families there. He has wives there. Well, he will be visiting them. He's going around visiting them. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَلَا لَا يَرَى بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. Even though they're in the same tent, the same house, they will not be able to see one another. Like it's that big, that massive, every side, it's just like an independent place, an independent house. This is just one example of these places. Just like when you would like to have a meeting, you go all the way upstairs, you know, for your office. and you don't want to hear the kids, you know, in the basement, right? And you can still hear their voices from the vent. And you go start fighting. I have a meeting, right? In Jannah Jama'ah, there is nothing like that. You're going to be, alhamdulillah, Rabbi, I mean, so much space and so much peace as well done. Something that wasn't mentioned is hadith, the Prophet ﷺ described the houses of Al-Jannah, especially the reward for the ladies, because here it speaks about rewards for men, right? What about for the ladies? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned hadith when Jibreel came to Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. Qala Jibreel to the Prophet ﷺ, أقرأ خديجة من الله السلام. He says, give her salam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So she was, of course, that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty, sending salam to you. Khadija radiallahu anha, what a brilliant lady. She said, قَدْ أَلَّهُ السَّلَامُ وَمِنْهُ السَّلَامُ. Like, I cannot say, and may peace be with Allah Azza wa Jal. No, she said, Allah is peace, and peace comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he told her, وَبَشِّرْهَا. Give her good news, that she will have a house in Jannah. بِبَيْتٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ قَصَبْ. Which is basically like a pearl, made of pearl in Jannah. قَالْ لَا صَخَبَ فِيهِ وَلَا نَصَبْ. She said, he told her that in this house that you're going to be living in Jannah, la sakhab fihi wala nasab. Sakhab and nasab are the top two things women always complain about in dunya. And she will be said, told that you're not going to suffer any sakhab or nasab in that house in Jannah. What are these sakhab and nasab, jama'ah? If you don't know the Arabic language, let's see if you can figure them out. What are the top two things women complain about in the house in dunya? Noise. And what else? Chores. Chores, like all the time, you know, taking things off the floor and moving things here and there. So he said that you're going to have this house in Jannah, and you don't have to worry about noise, no fatigue. And you're not going to have to worry about anything. You're not going to work anything. You're not going to clean anything. You're not going to hear any noise. It's going to be peaceful, and it's going to be literally Jannah, peaceful, yani. All right? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all these houses, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us some of those who will be earned this reward of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat us with His grace and His mercy and His rahmah, not with justice. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat us with justice, Allah knows what we'll get for it. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to look at us, upon us, with His rahmah and His mercy and His grace, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu alam. Any question, Jama'ah? Tafadhal. Now, good question. Are we going to have kids in Jannah? Are we going to have kids in Jannah? Wallahi, to you, it's up to you. Yani. I'm done in dunya. Yani. But in reality, are people going to have kids in Jannah? Not that we know of, because there is no khalas amal. Yani. It's going to be only for pleasure. How, in regards to that feeling, who would like to have this kind of feeling of compassion, having a child and so on, it doesn't exist there in Jannah the way it is in dunya. Because in Jannah, khalas, you and your kids, alhamdulillah, same age, same life, same reward. So you don't have those feelings anymore, except in knowing each other that we are family, right? But to desire to have a child, there were some reports from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he was asked by an Ansar, or someone actually, the Prophet mentioned, in Jannah, someone will ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Rabbi, can I have a piece of land so I can plow it and plant? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that. So he puts the seed in everything, and everything just grow in an instant. It's not like in dunya you have to wait for the whole season. Yani. So everything grew in an instant, just for his pleasure, that's all. So the muhajirin, they told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, I swear this man must be from the Ansar, not from the muhajirin. Because muhajirin were business people. The Ansar were farmers. So he goes, he must be an Ansari, he cannot be a Muhajir, this guy. So will something like this be granted to people? They say, Ya Rabbi, can I have a child? Allahu alam. I cannot say any. Allahu ta'ala alam. Nah. Say it again. Are they in addition to the mansions? Of course. We're going to come to some of the other rewards as well, because the rewards in Jannah is different levels. Some people, they have these tents. Other people, they have mansions in Jannah. And the highest reward for Jannah in terms of accommodation is what, ya Jama'ah? Anyone knows? in terms of the accommodation? Where would the highest level? There is something called ghurufat. Those ghurufat, which means rooms, special rooms, are, the Prophet has mentioned in the hadith, they will look to the people of Al-Jannah, the people of Al-Jannah, they'll be looking at these rooms like you look at the stars. How they twinkle at night, and you can tell, oh my God, the stars, those are the people of Al-Jannah living there. What kind of reward is that? Allahu Alam. But there's even better than that. What is that thing that is the best in terms of accommodation in Jannah, Jama'ah? Huh? For the shuhada, what is it? May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. What is that? Hanging from the throne of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their places will be hanging from the thrones of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. What an unbelievable reward and ni'mah. May Allah make us that proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu a'lam. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Now go work for these homes and tell them.